Hello, my name is Chris Ferrari, and welcome to the Wilcox Podcast. And today, I will be discussing the Supreme Court case between the New York Times and the United States with Maddie Wallace.
Hello, everyone. So the events that led up to the court case was the Nixon administration trying to stop the New York Times and the Washington Post from releasing information that showed the history of actions taken by the United States in the Vietnam War.
This case is also known as the Pentagon Papers case, and the Nixon administration attempted to prevent the New York Times and Washington Post from publishing the papers due to the fact that the president claimed that they could risk putting national security in danger. Maddie, do you believe that the Nixon administration made a good decision by attempting to prevent these papers from being released?
No, I do not believe that the Nixon administration made a good decision in trying to restrict the documents from the public, because I believe that it is important for the public to be able to read unedited documents from controversial events that have occurred throughout American history. Also, it is the press's right to supply the public with this information.
I agree, because like you said, freedom of the press applies here, and the New York Times should have been allowed to release the information without the government having to interfere. Why do you think the Nixon administration is wrong?
I believe the Nixon administration is wrong because by not allowing the press to release unedited documents to the public to read, the government is violating the First Amendment, which states, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." Chris, why do you believe the Nixon administration is wrong?
I believe the Nixon administration is wrong because if the government tries to hide or edit important information from the public, it can result in the public losing trust in their government, which can create chaos between the two, which is never a good thing. When trust is lost, so is everything else, and the public could start to protest, the government, and everything could come crumbling down.
I agree, and I also believe that if the government can get away with breaking a law, then that could show the public that they may be able to get away with it as well, since people in powerful positions are able to. But as Brett Kavanaugh, who is the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, says, "No one is above the law in our constitutional system." So what was the actual outcome of the court case?
The Supreme Court ruled that the New York Times was allowed to print the materials. The reasoning the Supreme Court gave was that the New York Times was protected by the First Amendment and that the release of the material did not put the public or American forces in any danger. So, there's a good chance you might not be, but if you happen to be, you might be thinking, how does this ruling affect Americans on a daily basis? Well, this ruling affects Americans on a daily basis by allowing the press to be able to report news that may be considered controversial. If this news offends anyone, this could lead to protests or riots, which could be peaceful or potentially dangerous for citizens.
Thank you for listening to the
Wilcox Podcast.
And have a good day.